Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
The Kerry's Couch was recently nominated for Best Podcast Series at the Liberty Radio Awards. And we're going to keep on going with what we know works. And today I'm sitting opposite a beautiful young woman who has, like many of our guests, really overcome adversity and hopefully going to be taking home a very special title this year. So let's welcome to Kerry's Couch, Simone Eberson. Hi, Simone.
Hi, Kerry. It's lovely to be here. Thank you.
I'm so glad that you're here, really. I got a message actually from your mom. That's how I knew about you. And if you're listening right now wondering what makes Simone so special, why do we have Simone here? Well, Simone was crowned second princess at a pageant last year. She is a finalist for the pageant again this year, hopefully taking home the title of Miss Deaf South Africa, taking place this year in August. 24 years old. What I'm seeing here is almost completely deaf. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
So, not to sound ridiculous, but how are you hearing me or are you reading my lips?
Well, I can hear sometimes when there isn't too much background noise. I can also do lip reading.
Wow.
Yes. I was born hearing, but at the age of 2 years, I was diagnosed with a profound hearing loss.
Do you find that people sometimes treat you differently as if some of your brain maybe isn't working properly because you're deaf?
Yes.
How does it make you feel when people treat you as if you are not able to function 100%?
Yes, it makes me sad and angry and also offended.
Offended, yeah.
Yeah, it feels like that I'm not good enough. Sometimes I feel that I don't fit anywhere.
You know what? I don't think I will be able to find one woman in this country who can say that she does feel like she fits in. We all feel like something's a little bit off, or we all feel like something could be changed. Now, did you go to a school for the deaf?
No, actually, I attended mainstream schools, but I struggled because having a auditory processing disorder, that the message going from the ear to the brain is delayed. So,
okay, that's what I saw. So when we're speaking now, some of the time when you hear me, it takes a while for that message to go to the brain so that you can process what's being said.
What is being said, yes.
And then reply.
Yes, that is great.
Wow.
Yes.
And were you able to make lots of friends at school?
Well, I had many friends, but not very close friends. Yes.
And your family? Is there anyone else in your family that has a hearing disability?
No, I am the only person that is deaf. I'm the only deaf person in a family.
Does that ever make you feel, do you ever feel left out of things?
Yes, sometimes.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, look, to be fair as well, you're very beautiful. So you have that.
Thank you,
Kay. I mean, about second in the Miss Deaf South Africa last year, a finalist this year. It's happening in August. We will get to that, I promise. You are a spokesperson for the deaf in South Africa. And I mean, do you know sign language? Did you learn sign language?
Yes, I know a little bit sign language, but I'm still learning to sign. The reason why I am still learning to sign is because I want to communicate with people who cannot speak and hear. So that is why it's very important to me to learn sign language.
So how is it that your speech is not affected? Because some of the deaf people, remember I was saying my mother's school had the they called the PHU, the partially hearing unit. And some of the students that were there, their speech was very affected. How is it that your speech is not, that you speak beautifully?
Okay, well, I attended Goldtooth Toy Center for the hearing impaired in Cape Town when I was 3 years old.
Oh,
and
wow.
They taught me to speak.
Wow, at three, so young.
Yes.
I know your mama's here with you, but she's not in the room with us right now.
No.
So let's have some girl talk.
Okay.
You're 24.
Yes, that's right.
How long have you been out of school?
I matriculated in 2013.
You are a finalist for the Miss South Africa pageant, for the Deaf Miss South Africa pageant. So you don't even have to see a picture to realize that Simone is a beautiful woman. Let's talk boys or even any relationships. Have you had any relationships?
No, okay. I'm single.
She has a big smile on her face, just by the way. Okay, so are you even interested in dating?
Yes, but not now. Maybe okay. In the future.
That's something I was wondering, is how has this affected your confidence when it comes to the dating world? Do you feel like you can have a hearing partner, or do you sometimes hold yourself back?
I feel like good enough to have a boyfriend, yes.
And do you feel like your boyfriend needs to understand what it's like to be deaf? Mm. And so maybe it would be better to have also a deaf boyfriend?
Well, I think I want a hearing boyfriend.
A hearing boyfriend.
Yes, who accept me, who I am, yes.
Is there a chance that your children could get what you have? Is it genetic?
No, I don't think so.
So your babies can be fine?
I hope so, yes.
If someone sat with you, someone who didn't understand, someone that was deaf, and they thought, oh, because you're deaf, obviously something's wrong. What would you say to someone about our deaf community? If you had to say to someone, come on, we are the same, what would you say to me?
I would say that deaf people are not dumb. They are exactly the same as hearing people. We deaf people are not stupid. We can do anything we put our minds to.
Do some people treat you like you're stupid?
Sometimes, yes.
Sure.
Yes, that is very sad.
It's really, it's hard to hear that. It's
yes.
Very hard to hear that.
Yes.
So I'm seeing here you are currently busy with your N6 studies in management assistance.
Yes.
And you are doing distance learning.
Yes.
What do you want to be when you grow up? Where do you see 30-year-old Simone?
Sure. I would like to travel around the world and meet some people and learn about different cultures. And I would like to make difference in other people's lives in a deaf community.
Because I see that you are also, you volunteer at Fulton School.
Yes, that's great.
And that's in Winston Park. And yes. You're helping with the primary school learners.
Yes, that's great.
What is it like for the kids that are deaf? Do you see them still happy playing, or do they also feel like they're being treated differently?
No, I see they are very happy and that they are not shy, that they are deaf.
Yeah.
So, yes.
So now, coming up now, the Miss Deaf SA pageant, MDSA. When is that?
It's 31st of August.
31st of August. And
yes.
Where is it happening?
At Goldreef City.
Goldreef City?
Yes.
Have you been there before?
No, I've never been there before, so it will be my first time.
Oh my goodness. Okay, and now, is it normal for someone who's been in the top three to enter again the next year?
Yes.
And do you think that you have a very good chance of winning this year?
I think so, yes.
That is what I like to hear.
Yes.
So it's happening on August 31st at Goldreef City. And where can we watch it? Or can we follow you somehow? How do we find out how it's going?
Well, you guys can follow me on Facebook. It's called Simone Yebashon.
And is there a page for the Miss Deaf South Africa?
Oh, yes, there are a Facebook page of MDSA, Miss, Mr. and Miss Deaf South Africa.
Can we vote for
yes,
you?
Yes, you can vote for me by SMSing MDS06. I am finalist number 06.
So we must SMS MDS.
Yeah, it's MDS06.
MDS06. MDS06.
247439. 47439.
47439.
Yes.
Perfect.
Please vote for me. I'll appreciate it.
Oh, we will vote for you. Of course we'll vote for you. I hope to see you next time with the crown.
I hope so too.
Either way, keep doing such amazing work, and thank you so much for opening our eyes and our ears to this.
Thank you so much, Gary.
Thank you.
Darren Moore, Gary Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.